One of the cool things about The Secret was that the DVD The Secret was that it convinced everybody you really can create your own reality, that you can really make dreams come true. Now, one of the tricky things about The Secret was it kind of implied you don't really have to do anything to do that. You can just kind of sit there in your ratty recliner chair, close your eyes, and wish it, and it's a Maserati, which, you know, it's not as easy as it looks, which I found out when I took my recliner chair to the Maserati dealer to trade it in on a new model. So those Italians had no sense of humor. You need tools. You need techniques. This is one of the things I really liked when I first spoke to Joe, is he said, you know, you do have to get out there and do a little bit of work. And as any artist or craftsman will tell you, your work's going to be as good as the tools that you use and the techniques that you put into play. As internet marketing got more popular, you know, more and more tools started popping up. A lot of them were tricky ways to fool Google, or tricky ways to get sneak keywords in, or steal lists from people. But there is a real, real basic tool of internet marketing and entrepreneurial endeavor that is just simplicity itself. It involves telling people about things that you like. And our next speaker is an expert in that. Connie Reagan Green used to be a K-12 classroom teacher and was in the field of real estate. And she got better. She got over both of those. And then she became an online entrepreneur in 2006. And she now has written, I believe, 9 books, spoken on 6 continents. And she is an expert in the very elegant and simple field of affiliate marketing, of telling people about things that you like and then making money doing it. So please give a round of applause to Connie Reagan Green.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I had to swap out the headset with Joe, and that has to be a good thing, right? To have a different one. All right, and this is my water here. So is everyone having a wonderful time? And a great big round of applause for Joe Vitale for putting this together. All right, now they're going to start the PowerPoint. It's a magical point. There we go. Look at that. All right, and here I need to go back. All right, so a couple of people, including the gentleman that just wired me up here, said they've been thinking about affiliate marketing just this past week. Other people have come up to me and said that. Is there anybody else that's had affiliate marketing thinking? Isn't something how that works? Isn't that amazing? So we're building a business, and it's based on recommending what you love. And I have a book, Huge Profits with Affiliate Marketing, How to Increase Your Bottom Line by Recommending What You Love. Don't you love the idea behind that? That we're recommending things to people that we already love. It's very different than the approach that I was taught or that many people are still doing. And also, you enrich the lives of people that you attract with this. And I'm going to help you get started right away because I'm going to look at the clock. I'm one of the speed speakers, so I can do this in 20 minutes. Don't worry about taking lots of notes. I'm going to give you this presentation as well as a one sheet that has the links. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm going to include 10 links that are very important to you. But from each slide, maybe write down one thing from the slide or one idea so you don't have to worry about writing every single thing. Fantastic. All right, a little about me. I was a teacher for 20 years and really loved teaching. I wanted to teach and became a teacher at age 30. So I didn't do it, you know, from a young age, from college. And during those years, though, things changed. A whole lot of things changed. And part of it was I never could make enough money as a classroom teacher to have a house or to do anything I wanted to do. I live in Southern California, and it was very, very expensive. So I maintained my real estate, and I joke that I did that in my spare time. As a teacher, you don't really have much spare time. So for 20 years, I worked 6-7 days a week, and it was very exhausting. I missed every event in my family. I didn't get to do any kind of fun things because I was always working. So then we have life events. So I'm teaching for the 20 years, I'm doing the real estate, I'm missing things, but thinking, well, you can do it later on, that's okay. Then I had cancer for the first time, and then the second time, then the third time, and just recently for the fourth time, but now I'm kind of an old hand at it, and I know I still have work to do. I'm going to be around. So what I did in September this year, I did 20 miles. I walked over 2 days in the Avon Breast Cancer Walk to celebrate 20 years, and it's now been 21. Thank you. Thank you. So when those things happen in your life, you say, well, you know what? I better not miss any more birthdays or anniversaries or anything, because maybe my time is a little more limited. So now I work exclusively online, and my life has changed in a huge way because I changed my belief system, which then changed my reality, which is why we were all attracted to come to this event this weekend, right? So these are some of the things that I get to do. The one on the right, I'm in Thailand with the elephants. I was there with Rotary. Anybody know Rotary International Service Group? So I've been with them for about 7 years. We did work in an orphanage there. It was wonderful to spend a month there. On the way back, we stopped in China, which was kind of fun to stop there on the weekend on the way back. And that was my second trip to China. The man in the back, that's Ed Bolden. He broke the color barrier in Rotary. When he came to the Rotary meetings, more people quit than when they let women in. So this man, very powerful man, I've now been to China with him twice and to many other places around the world, huge role model. That's the bird's nest there. This is the front yard of the summer cottage of my extended family in Finland. So it's someplace I get to go every summer. Next summer, I'm not going. I'm bringing 8 people to California for a month. It's their turn to come. The little ones are finally old enough to do it. For them, their reality, their belief system was they're never going to get to come to America. It's just too expensive, especially for that many people. But no, they're coming. And what's really fun, this whole year, I'm getting goosebumps, this whole year we're planning it. So the planning, this part of the journey, is really more fun than when they actually get on the plane, perhaps. So these are things I'm able to do. These are some other charities that I'm involved with. This is in the upper left, the Elks. Anybody in Elk? That's a U.S. group. Good, good. And these are the Boy Scouts. This is St. Bonnie's Sanctuary. Does work with dogs, cats, and horses. This is Carousel Ranch. They do work with severely disabled children. The one with the Boy Scouts really touches me the most. I was one of those poor kids that are the kids that we bring into scouting. I didn't get to do scouting. I didn't get to do things. We were homeless twice while I was still in elementary school. That stays with you. So when Joe talks about his life experiences, I know a lot of those life experiences. And that's part of who I am and why I really appreciate the abundance now in a different way. So let's talk about now 3 models for affiliate marketing. How many people truly think this information will change their life? Okay, good, because it really will. It changed my life completely. Okay, again, I want to define it. We're recommending products, courses, services in exchange for a commission. So no money is paid to you until you make a sale. And that really works very well, especially now that I'm a product creator. I don't pay my affiliates until they make a sale. So that works out very, very well. And there are referral fees. So like in real estate, if you do loans, it's not allowed. It's strictly forbidden by federal law. If you're a real estate agent, a real estate broker, you're able to refer clients, and they refer people to you, and you usually get 25% of the money at closing. So if you're familiar with that, that's a referral fee. That's affiliate marketing, because you're recommending a person and their service in exchange for a commission. So I was familiar with it. I've seen that work in a little more way. Now it's really, truly gone mainstream, where more and more industries offer that. So if you belong to a gym, some kind of a health club, a lot of times they're offering, and they'll call it a bird dog or referral fee, it's really affiliate commission for you recommending something that you are using and that you love. All right, so these are the models. The first one is tapping into your circle of influence. And I'm going to go into great detail into all these. The second one, giving away freebies. And I was doing this for a couple years before I started teaching it. And I realized, finally, I'm a little slow sometimes. The light turned on, and I said, yeah, I have to teach this because it works so, so well. And setting up niche sites. So people know what a niche or a niche is, where you choose a topic. All right. Keep it simple. The people that come to me, because I now have people learning from me from all over the world, the people that are not having the greatest success are the ones that try to complicate it. And they try to do all these convoluted things. And I look at it, and I say, I don't understand. You lost me a few minutes ago, I'm not following. Just keep it simple. And I think that it's hard for us to believe that something so simple can bring in so much money. And I'm telling you, there is so much money with affiliate marketing. So you must get involved on some level, but keep it simple. All right, circle of influence are people that you're already connected with in some way. So people I used to teach with, people I used to do real estate with, people that now I'm involved with charities with, because I didn't do volunteering and charity work very much before because I felt like I didn't have the time or the money to do it. That wasn't true, but that's what I believed at the time. So now I do a lot of it and see it differently. But these are all people that are in my circle of influence. So you have probably at least three circles of influence, depending on what you've been doing in your life and what you're doing currently. And these are people that really trust you to give them the truth about something, the information. They might ask you for a referral for a restaurant. They might ask you about a movie. If you've seen the movie and you love the movie, you're going to share that information. So that's the idea behind circle of influence. And we want to know, what do they want, what do they need? So what do they need is one question. What do they want is another. Because we need to eat vegetables, but we wanted to have something else, right? So the way I think of it is we really give people what they need, but kind of wrap it in something that they want so they get a little bit of everything. And over time, it works out very nicely. And with everything that I do and with everything that I want you to do, I want you to think of it as going from where you are right now to closer to where you want to be. Because everything's a process, everything's a journey. It's like them coming from Finland. If I called them up and said, yes, I have the money, I can take the time off, I'm sending the tickets, you're leaving next week, it's not the same as the journey, the buildup for almost a year of doing it. So that's our journey. So I want to give an example here. Now, you'll notice that everything I'm going to give you just about starts with connieloves.me. So that's a domain that I own. Then the forward slash is my affiliate link. So with this one, it's /CB, and that's a course that Joe Vitale put together, and I was so moved when he introduced that course. He was up here speaking, and I think Joe might remember this. I raised my hand, and we were here in Austin. I raised my hand. He allowed me to come up on stage, and I said, I would love to give a bonus for this course. And he said, certainly. So I am bonus number 11. And this weekend, this course is 80% off. It's only $19. And you're going to learn a whole lot of information about a site called ClickBank and how to use it. I still love ClickBank very, very much. So this is fantastic. All right, giving away freebies. A lot of people have difficulty with selling. Who feels like they just really don't want to sell anything? Okay, good, good. I felt that way when I was in real estate, which is going to sound funny, but most of the other people I worked with felt the same exact way. And I would say to them sometimes, you know, oh, so you like selling real estate? Oh, no, no sales for me, but I love real estate. And I thought, well, wait a minute, though, you have to actually sell something somewhere to make some money with this, right? But if you give things away, you can sell a whole lot more by not selling. So let me tell you a little bit more about that. You want other people to do the heavy lifting. So I might recommend someone, they have something available, I give you something free that belongs to them, that they created, then they're going to tell you more about what they're doing. So I've bragged about them enough to recommend them, and then they come in and do this. So what I did was I went to people that I love and trust and make a lot of money with and for on the internet, and I said, I'm speaking here this weekend. Can you give something away? Now, some of them already had something. Some of them turned something that they have that's paid into something free for all of you. So hopefully you'll go here by Monday around noon. That's when they really have to take things down. All right. So this cookies you in. So when you go on the internet, when you click on a link, there's a cookie. So is anybody not familiar with that at all? A cookie? Okay, so we know what the cookies are. So they're kind of following us, they know. But cookies with affiliate marketing are a wonderful thing because it keeps track of you. So you belong to someone. So Joe knows if you're on his list, you belong to him. You're kind of cookied into him. But with affiliate marketing, it works this way so we can earn money with people for years to come, not just with one sale. All right, and you want people to have a free taste of something. Now, here are some examples, and again, you don't need to write these down. You're going to have these links. The first one is from Jimmy D. Brown. How many people are familiar with Jimmy D. Brown? He has a 7-day course that's free on what he does. He was one of the original people that got started doing things on the internet. This one is from my friend Dennis Becker. Does anybody know Dennis Becker? Okay, good. Just a couple of people. Okay, you're going to love Dennis. I asked Dennis to give a course, and we have 1 week profits from David Perdue from NAMS, if anybody knows that. These are all groups that I'm connected with, and I speak at their events. And coaching sticky glue. This is customizable tutorials, also known as private label rights, PLR. How many people familiar with this? Great. Okay. All right. So I've got to keep moving. Okay. The 5 F's of niche sites. It's got to be fun. Bring in your family and friends. You must be fearless. Fail forward. Every mistake is a valuable lesson. Focus. Keep your eye on the prize. And here's some examples. Now, these will be up forever, so you'll have these links. These are my sites. Online Entrepreneur Blueprint, Weekly Online Business Training, and I'm going to show you what they look like. This is how I set up sites. So in just 1 minute, I'm going to show you about WordPress. You can set this up in 15 minutes. You don't have to buy expensive, fancy things or hire people to do hours and hours of work. You can do this very quickly, very, very quickly. Here's another one. The only thing I don't do is put my picture at the top. I'm graphics challenged. All right, so you want to have a mission and a vision, and let me speed through this so I can get to some more things that I really want you to have. Clarity, focus, massive action. So things will come to us so that we can take action and make them happen. That's an important part of this process. And don't engage in what if. What if this happens? What if that happens? Don't worry. Worry about the moment right now. All right, so we want to be involved with content creation, list building, traffic generation, credibility, and visibility. This seems like a lot. It can all be achieved with my 10-step system. All right, so here are the 10 steps, and again, I'm going to go through them pretty quickly because my time is running out. Choose a hungry niche, people that want to get involved with your topic and know more about it. A WordPress site, and I showed you, it's a one-click install, then you write some copy, and it all comes together very, very quickly. The first time you do it, it'll take you 30 minutes. After that, 10, 15. A free giveaway, and you can use private label rights for this. Just choose 2 or 3 things to recommend. You don't need to recommend 50 things. You can get to 6 figures with 2 or 3 products. I have students who've done that. You don't have to have endless things. Start reading everything that you can find. And then create content. So everything I'm doing, what I'm talking about today is repurposed from other things that I've done. It will then be repurposed into blog posts and short reports and teleseminars and other things that I will continue to do. Connect with the players in your niche, the people that I've been naming. These are people. You're connected with Joe. You'll be connected with me, with other people in this room at this event. These are people that will help you. All ships rise. There is no competition. It's co-opetition. We cooperatively compete with each other. Right? And then you want to create a simple product. And then repurpose everything into a book on Kindle. All right, I'm going to have to go through these, so remember that, and you don't need to write these down. You'll have access to all of these slides. With these, choose 1 or 2. That's all you need, 1 or 2. All right, WordPress, it's free, one-click install. You can barter your services. I bartered the first couple of years. Love the idea of bartering. Keep it simple. A free taste is a free giveaway. So Joe has wonderful free giveaways, like his Attract Money Now book, right? So you want to have great things. And you want it to be of excellent quality. Don't just throw something not so great together, because whatever you put out there, that's what people will remember you for. Private label rights. It's already written. It's excellent content. All right? A call to action at the end. What have you purchased in your niche? If you want other people to purchase something, you have to ask yourself, what have you purchased? What you've purchased and what you love, you can recommend. What do people want and need? Read everything. You'll become an authority very quickly. 60 to 90 days maximum, you really will be an authority. Be controversial. Tell people what you really think. I don't like the way a lot of people teach affiliate marketing, and I have no problem telling that. They say just promote anything. No, you must love it. Recommend what you love. It's different. All right, so you're going to be a content creation machine. In all modalities, you can rewrite the private label rights. Turn everything into your life, every event into content. So right now, what I'm doing here, my whole experience, from leaving my house in Santa Barbara 2 days ago to going to Los Angeles to coming here, this whole experience, it will all be repurposed into content that I will continue to share. Boy, 20 minutes goes fast. All right, and you want to joint venture with people. I made a list years ago. I never thought those people would connect with me. Within a year, all of them had. So it can be done, definitely. Teach other people what you're learning. Pay it forward. This is such a wonderful thing to do. And create something very, very simple. And I'm going to show you an example of something I did with one of my students, top WP plugins for business.com. She and I put this together to sell. We did it together. It took us about 12 hours total time. It sells for $7. We're going on like 200 copies, and it's been about a month. This is a wonderful way to really build a business. All right, so one idea, many types of content. I've done this with books. I've repurposed the books. These are some of my books. I have books in the back of the room. Some of the books you'll see Joe Vitale's name on, and I'm in his new book, and he's in The Inner Game of Internet Marketing. You'll see his name there on the front, so contributing back and forth works out very well. My gift to you, this is good until tomorrow night, connieloves.me/IGIM, Inner Game of Internet Marketing. You can get the Kindle version. You don't need a Kindle to have it. You can read it on a PC or a Mac or a phone or anything. So I have that for you. Get your plate spinning in the air. People see this as a negative thing many times. It's a wonderful thing. I love her because I think she looks just like me. I love purple, right? Eight plates because I have eight streams of income. Affiliate income is one of those. But get those plates spinning. All right, I would love to work with you further. I do teach affiliate marketing, and my people are doing really, really well. So it's at affiliatemarketingsecretsexplained.com/main. This is usually a $2.99 course. Joe likes to twist my arm. No, I let him. So if you use the code Joe, it's just $49 this week, and I'll honor this until Monday afternoon as well. Get the complete program. Do for a year what others won't. Live the rest of your life the way others can't. I love that. connieloves.me/Joe. You'll get the one sheet. My name's Connie Reagan Green. Thank you so very much. Yes. Email me and I'll give you a special link. Okay, but only because you're in New Zealand. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Connie.
Thank you very much.
So there are a couple other people I want to thank really quickly. The lovely ladies running around in the purple T-shirts with volunteer on them. And as with any kind of production, whether it's a film, whether it's rock and roll, whether no matter what it is, there's always people behind the scenes, and they're the ones that really make it work. Is Suzanne back there? Suzanne, stand up. Suzanne Burns has worked tirelessly. And Zion, turn around and wave as well. These two ladies are what have really made this affair what it is. And they gave me some introductions for people, and I've been kind of ad-libbing on, but I've got to read this next one verbatim. And I swore, and you'll see why, that Suzanne had to have written this one. She said, no, he wrote it himself. So our next speaker has been the closest thing to a roadie that Joe Vitale and Hypnotic Marketing has ever had. And that's, roadies are a good thing. You don't have good roadies, show ain't going on. Bruce Burns got his start at Joe's first Zero Limits seminar in 2006 as the bodyguard, which included setting up tables and chairs and making sure the whiteboard stayed clean between presentations. Okay, I've been a bodyguard, and my gig wasn't that easy. He's been practicing and developing process intervention models based on NLP and other neurosciences for the past 24 years, specializes in negotiations and trauma coaching. Here's the part I love. His most important claim to the Joe Vitale empire, with a capital E, is that he's married to Suzanne Burns, the woman who pulled this seminar together for all of us. So, ladies and gentlemen, may I present Bruce Burns, the negotiator.
Thank you so much. My hands are a little sweaty, and I'm a volunteer. You'll notice my shirt matches the volunteers in the back, and that was not on purpose. One of my concerns today, when I was getting ready for this and last night, was I'm going to talk about a bunch of stuff and no one's going to understand me. It's like I'm living in my own world, and I'm going to express these ideas, And I promise you, every idea I had was stolen by the speakers that have already stood in front of you today. So I'm going to have to come up with some new material. First, I want to start with secrets. Joe often talks at some of his seminars about the witness. And he's referring to a really complex metaphysical being that I'm not even going to try to describe or define. He's referring to the element that watches the watcher. And so I'm a witness in the hypnotic marketing enterprise, empire, Joe's adventures, his seminars, in that I've been the roadie. I've been in the backstage. I've been doing the support. And I get to see all this stuff you don't. So I'm going to do as many reveals as I can before Joe has that big hook and yanks me off the stage. But before I do that, I'm going to do my talk. My talk is about volunteering for wealth. I've been volunteering with Joe's organization now for 7 years, I believe. And the first opportunity I had to volunteer for, Mike introduced, and this is how it played out. My wife, Suzanne, said, "Would you like to go to the Zero Limit Seminar?" And I did. I wanted to go. I was very interested. And I was interested because of two words, zero state. By the way, I'm the CEO and owner of Zero State Technologies here in the state of Texas. And so I said, okay, sure. What's required? How's it work? So she said, well, I'll check with Joe. So she checks with Joe. And Joe says, if he wants to come to my seminar, he's going to have to do something. I said, all right, that's great. Just figure out what he wants me to do. And I'll do it. I'll be there. I'll show up. I'll be on time. So she gets back with me, and all this is happening in emails like in a matter of minutes. Like everything in our organization happens quickly with emails. People try to avoid the phone because phones become emotional. People stay on the line too long. You can't get your work done. So the response was, you figure it out. So I didn't get any help. You know. So I said, all right. I thought, what am I going to do? I thought, well, he's never had a bodyguard. I got to define my role on my own. So I found a T-shirt place in Austin, Texas, that would do anything. And I had to make T-shirts that said, Joe's Bodyguard. I had four or five of them. And I said, well, I'll be the bodyguard then. And so, of course, in the intro, it discusses what the bodyguard actually did. Joe doesn't need a bodyguard at these events. It's a very loving, very peaceful. The closest thing he's ever needed was we did an event at the convention center here in Austin. And there were just so many people. He stood for like 6 hours straight signing autographs. And so I was needed to kind of pull him out of that so he could rest. All right, volunteer for wealth. The first thing I ever officially volunteered for was the U.S. Army when I was 21 years old. And I had the typical 20-year-old excitement about what that was going to be. They paid me $110 extra a month to jump out of airplanes. And you could only get young people to do that for that amount of money. So, and I had no idea how boring the Army could be. So I was experiencing one of the deepest pits of boredom I could imagine, which was the where you go and tune up the Jeeps. And man, that is not what I trained for. So we're dusting off tires and re-lubing wheels, and this 3-star general walks up, and he says, "Who knows how to drive that deuce and a half?" And this little guy, this little soldier next to me, he may have weighed 80 pounds. He was probably 4'10", something like that. He says, "I do, sir," and I'm watching all this. I'm thinking, he can't even reach the pedals. How would he know how to drive like an 18-wheeler-sized vehicle? And he goes, "All right, you get in there and drive this somewhere else." He says, "Well, I'm going to need him." He pointed at me, and I looked at him, and I was like, you know, this is a 3-star general, and I'm thinking maybe I'll just get court-martialed after this. So we get in the truck, and I said, "You know how to drive one of these things?" He said, "Absolutely not." He said, "But do you want to spend the next 4 hours changing oil in Jeeps? Let's figure it out." I thought, wow. So you volunteered out of boredom, and now we're doing something fun, and we're kind of free of that. He goes, "Exactly." And I thought I was really smart, but this guy was really smart. So I started slowly volunteering for things after that. One of my experiences when I was a little bit younger than that was I belonged to a New Age religion. It's an international thing. I won't go into the details about that. And they had a sign-up sheet I was a teenager, still in high school. They had a sign-up sheet, and you could volunteer for poetry, you could volunteer to do a talk, you could volunteer to write for their newsletter and things like that. So I volunteered for everything. I just put my name on every list they had. I said, I'll try all that. So that night at the main program, this is 4,000 people in the Los Angeles Convention Center in Los Angeles, California. I'm sitting there chatting away with one of my teenage friends, and they make an announcement on stage, and they say, "Will the following people please report to room so-and-so after tonight's proceedings are over?" And they read a list of names, and they listed my name. I'm like, I've never, this is the second seminar I've ever been to. I don't even know any of these people. How would they be announcing my name on stage? You know, they were also announcing, you know, your car lights are on in the parking lot. You may want to go turn them off. So I show up to this hotel room after the seminar, and there's a bunch of youth people, and there's a couple of adults. And it turns out that because I volunteered, for whatever reason, which I can't explain today, I became one of the first members of the youth council for that organization. I got to travel all over the world as a consequence of volunteer, putting my name in four different places for poetry, talks, newsletters, etc. And so the momentum of volunteering got bigger and bigger in me as I got older. I began to appreciate the benefits of it. So now, at the ripe old age of almost 50, I'll volunteer for just about anything just to see what happens. So that see what happens, I call being open to the mysteries of the universe. And if you want to start taking notes about my talk, now would be the time. This is really a how-to, as entertaining as it may be. How to volunteer for wealth starts the same way Ho'oponopono starts. And I'm a practitioner of Ho'oponopono. And that is with 100% responsibility. Whatever you're experiencing right now, yesterday and tomorrow, you create it. You are completely responsible. And if you create with errors, the only appropriate response is to correct those errors. So you're responsible for the errors and the solutions and the now, the here and now. It starts with 100% responsibility. I only have about 3 hours of material to give you. I might have to leave some things out. So 100% responsibility is the willingness to focus on what you want and nothing else. All right, so let's get a little bit of audience participation here. How many of you have a dream and you focus on it sometimes? Raise your hands, please. If you don't raise your hands, I'm going to come down and read your name tag. All righty, there we go. That's good, very honest. Most of you raise your hands. What do you focus on when you're not focusing on your dream? How many of you? Yes, ma'am.
Worry,
okay. What's another word for worry? Fantastic. I like this participation. The word I use for all of those words is drama. You focus on the drama, not the goal, not the dream, not the inspiration, but the thing that counters it. When you're afraid, how many of you, raise your hands, how many of you get ready for the fight? You mentally prepare yourself. That's great. Like at work, the boss that you don't get along with, maybe you're fighting with your spouse, maybe you're having a hard time connecting with your kids or getting your kids to work in a family unit. So you get ready for the fight. What are you doing when you do that? You're creating it. You're expecting it. And you're wasting the next thing. Take the notes. The next thing is your opportunity. Volunteering for wealth is always about being open to the mysteries of the universe, which is being open to the opportunity. So if you have a loved one, if they're your significant other, if they're your child, if they're your parent, if they're a friend, if there's a coworker and you're fighting or you focus on the drama, you're wasting your time because you're missing the opportunity to connect. You're missing your opportunity to clean. You're missing your opportunity to transform. All right, so what do we have? We have 100% responsibility. We have being open to the mysteries of the universe and 2.5 more hours of stuff. Oh, man, I should have wrote this down. I can't do it. Thank you. Okay, so one of the things that I need to get up every day to come do this, to be in a marriage, to be in business, is congruence. Congruence is a big part of volunteering for wealth. So sometimes people volunteer for, oh, it's all coming back now. Sometimes people volunteer for things or put themselves in a position to volunteer because they feel like they have to. Guilt trip. You know, okay, here's 2 million Girl Scout cookies. Go sell that if you love your child. You know, there's various things we obligate ourselves to, and we're not really volunteering. We're just participating because we think that that's what's expected of us. That's not what a volunteer is. A volunteer is someone who shows up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go and is really open to anything. So at that first Zero Limits, what I didn't know is that Joe had offered the same deal to me that he did to like four or five other people, couples, in fact. And so my worry was, since my wife works for Joe and runs his companies and is connected to Joe every day pretty much, that if I mess up, I'm going to make her look bad. This is a two-edged sword. This could be a really great thing, and I could get to know Joe better and become more part of the organization, or I could ruin my wife's chances to work for him for the, you know, for the duration kind of thing. So, whoo, I got to try real hard. So I got congruent about doing my very best, and I figured out what would help. So I did the next thing that you want to take notes about. One of the things that we fail to do as human beings in almost every context, which would really add to attracting anything you want now, not just money, but anything, is calibration. And so I made a song once, and I used the word calibration three times, but the heartbeat of this idea of calibration is to ask resourceful questions. Calibrate yourself, like if I want a dream car, whatever my efforts are, what are the results? How's that working for me? Instead of the fairy tale, calibration is the opposite of a fairy tale. So if you find yourself fairy telling your way through an experience, remember these notes and say, what if I calibrate instead? I'm going to try to calibrate. I'm going to ask myself questions, ask the universe questions, and ask the people that I'm dealing with questions. Calibrate, calibrate, calibrate. All right. So I'm doing the erasing the whiteboards and passing out the erasers. We all got a gift whiteboard eraser as part of the freebies that we got for that seminar. So I get to pass those out. And I worked my butt off, and I had no idea if I was doing a good job or not because I couldn't calibrate myself in the eyes of Joe. I didn't really know Joe that well business-wise. I showed up for my first seminar, did my best. Well, what I didn't know is that a bunch of other couples and other people had been offered the same thing, and nobody did anything. It was just me, and I was working really hard. And so the irony of that is that I got a chance to go to the next seminar, and instead of passing out erasers, I walked around with a microphone, did the mics. I did the mics for like 5 years. This is the first seminar I've not done the mics, actually. So it looks like I retired the mics, and I upgraded to the stage. Thank you, Joe. And so I don't just volunteer for Joe, though. I volunteer in my real business life as well. This is not real, but in my other business lives as well. For example, I'm a tech guy. I do neurotech and computer tech, and I'm into Linux. And so this has been a hobby. It's not a career. I didn't go to school for it, self-taught. And it just so happens I developed a friendship with one of the men that owns one of my ISPs. We have two ISPs. where we work, mine and my wife's offices. And he said, well, I need this thing. I said, all right, I'll research it. So this thing he needed was a way to make the internal aspect of his network faster. So I said, well, this is what I needed to do that. He gave me some parts. I built a box. And now I get free internet from his company, and I troubleshoot it on a regular basis, and we develop business plans together as a result of me volunteering my time and my services. So here is the trick, the secret to that. In any relationship, if you want to win, I need some water. Thank you. In any relationship where you want to win, the place you want to be is out front. If you're anywhere in a relationship with someone else or some other thing, a business, a situation, your animals, it doesn't matter. If you're anywhere but out front, they can't see you. And so one of the benefits of me volunteering with Joe's organization through the years was every time there was a seminar, he saw me. And I'm pretty hard to miss. So the result of that was I kept getting a chance to get in front of Joe and present ideas. And the idea for this talk, Volunteer for Wealth, happened at Easter. Joe had wanted to try Russian food after one of the events we did. And so we went for Russian food the night after the event, and then the next Sunday was Easter, and he invited us all back. So somewhere between that first dinner and the second dinner, I got to talk about volunteering wealth, and he was like, I love it. I said, who wants to volunteer for wealth? He raised his hand. Matt Dixon raised his hand. They were fired up. They said, we're going to make this a talk, and now I'm sweating on stage in front of a live stream, and I've got all these questions you probably have. So, all right, so let me find my place here. All right, so one of the things that happens when you get information is you experience resistance. Show me your hands, please, if in the time I've been sweating and talking to you up here, you've experienced some resistance from my information. Fantastic. Would you tell me what your resistance is, please? Okay, the answer to the question was the sense of actually being able to put it into motion. What is your challenge? Show me a little bit more about your resistance. So you want the how-to to touch reality instead of it just being a theory. In my fantasy, when I was giving this talk in practice in my mind, that's actually where I started at. The first thing I did with this group in my prepared, my mental exercise was to ask all of you to think of something that you really want. The thing you want the most. So we'll do that now. Would you please think of the thing that you want the most? Take a few minutes. 20 seconds. Take 20 seconds and get clear on that, and then start raising your hand when you are clear. Fantastic. So this thing you're clear about is the reason you got out of bed. It's the reason that you did a lot of uncomfortable things today and yesterday and the day before yesterday, because you care more about it, and that's the congruence we were talking about earlier, than you do about the things that you would complain about. Like my wife has had 2 hours sleep for the last 3 days in a row. And if you focus only on what you want, you don't waste your energy or your time or your sleep or your indigestion on your fears. When Joe was talking, I thought, oh, man, that's how I'm going to connect this to the talk. When Connie was talking, oh, by the way, Suzanne, Connie said thank you for changing her spot. I didn't get a chance to text that earlier. It's the passion, it's the thing you want most that keeps you moving through all of the jungle, the marsh, the difficult choices, like the hard moments, the unpleasant moments. And what that really represents is what you want behind it. So what I want behind all the things that I want is peace. And so when I set about to create this talk or work the mics for Joe or run my businesses or help my wife, I do it with the intention that the result of that will be that it creates peace. And so I think that you have to have that ultimate purpose of why you do anything included in whatever you're working towards, even if you're feeding your dogs or just doing the most simplest things. I'm going to have some business cards in the back. My email address for this seminar only is volunteer@zerostatetechnologies.com. My name is Bruce Burns. And I wanted to say one other thing before I close. Because I'm the witness and I get to watch, I get to see things that even Joe doesn't know about. 2 days ago, when we were getting ready for this seminar, we had to go get one of the trucks inspected. And Suzanne never stopped. She took her office with me to this place where we got the truck inspected, and she took call after call after call to get you here. And I was hearing the other side of the stories, and I just want to say thank you for stretching as hard as some of you have done to get here. I know it wasn't easy for some of you. I'm very grateful and honored, and I also love you. Thank you.
Oh dear, I'm live. So, am I there? There we go. We're all live. I found out during one of the last breaks that this is being live streamed around the world. So if you're in the witness protection program, anything, yeah. Or you told somebody you were working this, you told your boss you were working this weekend or something like that. So, yeah. We're going to take a short break now, about a 15-minute break. We'd like to have everybody back in here in time for the next speaker at about 10 after 11. There's a coffee stand. There's water in the lobby. There's some excellent full-color glossy natural magazines to read. So get up, stretch around a little bit, and we'll see you back in a few minutes.